Oh.
Hiya, is that Robert?
Yeah.
Hiya, it's Francesca calling from Innes Law about your Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a good time to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection, okay? So would I be able to take your full name, please?
Yeah, it's Robert Alexander Crombie Ferguson. See, when I give that full name, a lot of things just they don't want to know me, you know. I don't know why.
What was that, sorry?
Because I give my full name, Robert Alexander Crombie Ferguson. I was named after my dad, but he never even got me a card for my third birthday. He just walked out before it.
Yeah,
And
so
he ended up in a home, you know.
you took his name, but did you not use that one at the moment?
I didn't know nothing about it. I
No.
didn't realise anything. It's just I noticed that people didn't seem to held things against me because of it. And he never even got me. I mind him take my two brothers out. That's the last I seen the back of him. And he had a hand each. John was four and Peter was even five. I was even three. And Billy Boy the next day was even two in October. But he never
Yeah.
came back. No, they had big plastic swords. And then I walked into the kitchen. My mum was on her knees, her head in the gas oven. And there was just a lot of confusion, people screaming and all that, you know, my aunties. And we were outside this big door, and two men had Billy Boy, he was in front, a hand each, and this big giant brown door opened. I don't know where it was. We got took into the town and then a van, and I can't remember it, you know.
That's
And but
okay.
I remember that, and I remember him screaming, and then
Yeah.
I was five. When I heard them screaming, I don't remember anything.
That's okay. So in regards to that, this is what we'll do. We'll take some details off you. So we'll go through all the information I need to provide for you, and then at the end, then we'll take some details then about your care settings and some statements of what you can
Yeah,
recall. Is that
so
okay?
we'll talk about that. But when I was three, and they just said, "Oh, you don't want to go there."
Yeah.
I'm saying, "Well, why am I asking?" Of course I do. Yeah, but you may not want to know the answer and all that. And I'm like, I wasn't three yet, you know. But I don't know, I just didn't know.
That's okay. So we'll take some further details about all that now towards the end of the call. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got your full name. So it's Robert Alexander Crombie Ferguson. And then what name did you go by whilst you were in care?
No, my family call me Bobby.
I want to be able to get your date of birth, please.
14/10/1959.
And your current address?
Number 1, Morven Road, MOR, V for Victor, EN Road. That's in Cambuslang. And the postcode is Golf 728 Papa Bravo.
In Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah, my family says I was named that because something to do with the birthmark I've got and my intelligence, because the teachers hadn't seen that before my mum's death. But I don't know, that doesn't bother me, you know, I don't care about
Yeah, and
that.
just to double check as well, so the email we have on file for you is, so it's RACROF@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's right, aye. It's just that. It's my full name, Rachel Robert Alexander Crombie, and then Robert Ferguson. You know, it's just.
So you've got two names, so it's Alexander Crombie and Robert Ferguson.
Yeah. It's not
And
well, the bit on my bank card that's Mr. Robert Ferguson. But when people ask me, they always ask me to sign RAC Ferguson, you know.
see, but you were Alexander Crombie in care.
I don't know. I can't remember nothing about care. I was in Long again when I was 15 as a schoolboy, you know.
Yeah. Okay, and so would I be able to grab your mother's name?
It's Catherine Claudia Ferguson, then to get married again, it's McCall.
Catherine Ferguson.
Well, maiden name, it was Kilday, Kilday. And then when her and my dad get married, it was Ferguson. But okay. When my dad went away, because I think it was abandonment, she says, he never
looked
at. She got married again years later to who I call my dad. He's dead now, Mr. Thomas McCall.
McCall?
Yeah, she's another three kids. My
Is
brother.
MCULL?
MC, small C, and then LCOLL.
And what was your father's name, your birth father?
My own father?
Yeah.
The same as mine, so Robert, I was named after him exactly, Robert Alexander Columbia Ferguson. It was from Govan, Ferguson from Govan in Glasgow. Because his brother had a son Ian that played for Glasgow Rangers.
And do you recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care? So where your parents lived?
I know I was born in 500 McNeil Street.
500 McNeil.
That's where I was born, but when I was two or three, I think they'd moved back over to... I don't know where it was, further in the south side, or I, but I'm not sure. I shan't be sure of that. I was only 10 year old police.
Do you recall like, the local council? You mentioned it was Govan.
I know my family, my dad's family from Govan, and my mum's family are from the south side of Glasgow.
Okay.
I think they met in the Glen Eagles Hotel in Perth, and they were married in St Andrew's Church in Perth, up the Arbor.
Okay.
Well, when I first got cancer, my first cancer operation, my brother had a car, William, him and my mum drove me up there, you know, to show me about. I wasn't expected to survive a year before prior to that either.
Yeah.
I spent 18 months or 2 years to live and I'd never walk again. Then 17 months later, the cancerous tumour got took out and they took my lymph node out as well, rendered me immune-compromised. But I had a brain injury, a severe brain injury in 1989. And Janal seizure epilepsy, the bad kind, because I walk on roads and stuff. My equilibrium's gone, critical thinking, you know.
Would I be able to take the name of the hospital that you would have been in whilst this was going on?
Well, hospitals.
You
recall. The Southern General was the brain injury.
What's that one,
sorry? The Old Southern General, it's the Queen Elizabeth, it's now known as. It's all been done up and it's big now, you know, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital covering Glasgow. The first cancer operation was in the Glasgow Royal Infirmary. Because I was taken back in after my set. I got out on the Friday, my stitches were taken out on the Monday.
Yeah.
I didn't find out till I was 62 that my wife, she's dead now, she says, oh, your neck was all swelling up when you came out of the hospital after getting your stitches out. And I said, why didn't you tell me? She said, I didn't think, because I nearly died. The hospital was surprised the next day that I'd made it, you know, because the poison was all pouring down my jumper, you know, at the front. And they had to open the wound up to flush it out. And I was in just as long with that as I was the cancer operation to get the thing. I think MRSA was going about at the time and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, for making it through all that anyway.
My second day, cancer was diagnosed in November
2017. Yeah. So are you in remission or are you still...
Well, I saw us for blood tests, you know. I got a colostomy operation in 2022. I thought my family I wouldn't survive. And whatever, and then the nurse came out and said, you can get in to see me sitting up, you know. And really just surprised that I actually walked out of here, you know, 11 days later.
Yeah.
After that, my bowel was taken away, you know, my large intestine.
So are you still going under any treatment? So with your application, so it asks if you've got any terminal illnesses at the moment?
I've never had a nurse. Nobody tells me anything, you know.
No.
I can't see a doctor, as they keep saying, for whatever reason, they're all for malfunctioning computer systems. Or,
So at the moment, so would you say that you're diagnosed with a terminal illness?
Yeah, I'm down as a vulnerable category, the energy supplies and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And seeing that, I'm in a new build house, so I stayed in Sapper Road, East Whitleyville, and they moved me in here. I think it was the 10th of May, I moved in 2021, and it was a faulty door, the mechanism in the door, because I was showing them the keys. I said, it's not locked. But it was the hooks, and they fall into the, you know, the locks that's in the room. And when the bottom hook just fell in, the wind had blew it shut and the bottom hook just fell in. And it took 4.5 years. I kept at them and at them, and nobody would help me. And 4.5 years before I got the door in January there, and nobody even recompensed me and says, well, that's for all the heat you lost, you know, and the extra electricity and gas bills.
So, with the application as well, so would you be able to let me know the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
It's the North Avenue Surgery. It's in Cambuslang.
And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application? So if anything was to happen to you, then we'd be in contact with them instead. So you can do this at a later date if you wanted, or you can do it now if you know all the details.
Oh, that would be my... I'm trying to think. Well, my son's my next of kin. He's the oldest, you know. I've got a son and a daughter.
Yeah, so we'd need their full name, date of birth, and then a telephone or an email address, and then their current address.
Yeah, it's Peter Ferguson. Born on the 18th of March, 1981.
18th of March?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have an email address or a contact number?
Yeah, I'm just looking for that. I've got his phone number.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
No, it's taking so long. I guess. 07876.
Yep. 699. Yep. 494. Perfect. And do you know his current address?
It's Rosalind Tower. It's not far from me. The postcode may be different, but I can find that out, you know.
Say Rosalind Tower.
Yeah, Rosalind Tower, West Whitleyville, he comes under. I'm in East Whitleyville. It's all Whitleyville to me, you know, it was, but they split it up years back and now I've got to get it back together again.
So is that in Cambuslang?
Yeah, it's not far from it, it's just up there. He took that house and after I get out of the hospital, Herr Myers Hospital, on the 15th of December 2022. Because he says I wouldn't make it, and I was ill for a while after it. And the lawyer phoned up. The 3 years was up, and they phoned up and said they want to take it to court. Because I snapped my ankle in 2020 when I was kept. They never decanted me out. They kept us in the centre of a construction site, and it was like an obstacle course just to go to the shops.
Because
the receptionist at the doctors refused to give me a food bank, even though they told me to self-isolate because I'm immune compromised, you know, because of COVID.
Yeah.
So I was putting people in danger every day by walking through shops, but I had to eat me and my wee dog.
Yeah, you've still got to survive, haven't you?
Yeah. And I had that big sticky on while I was going to the shops and I got soaked. You know, and I'd And I'm on the price as well. You know, I was talking about your hips or anything like that.
Just a quick question as well. So just in regarding to contacting you, so it's usually by phone call, email and text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And all calls are recorded as well for training quality purposes, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'll just cover a couple more questions and then I'll cover then all the information and then we'll go through then your case settings and statements. Is that all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you received any relevant payments, so anything like criminal injuries compensation, anything relating to the abuse, court-ordered damages, court settlements, or advance payment scheme payments?
No, never.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
Yeah, sir.
So it's for criminal convictions for rape or murder, or if you've received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
No? And regarding the convictions that you have, so did you spend any time? Did you receive a sentence at all?
Yeah, I was remanded in Long Island when I was a schoolboy, you know, when I was 15.
And where would that have been?
Yeah, Long Island, near Airdrie. Oh. They shut that down now. They shut down about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years, I don't know.
Yeah, and what was that for?
It was for remands for young offenders.
Okay.
That's where they used to go prior to where they're going now. I don't know where they're going now, but anybody under 21 went to Longer again near every, you know. I was in there a couple of times, in fact.
Yeah.
And I was in the Pullman Young Offenders as well. The Fyton Young Offenders in Perth.
Okay.
It's not for jumping, you know. I don't know.
So, regarding this one, that's obviously, I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So just want to say, just take your time during the call, and if you need a break or any further explanation or support or anything like that, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Yeah, well, my first brain injury, they say, is grand mal seizure epilepsy. I don't get warnings. They're dangerous ones. The most dangerous kind, because I can walk on the road. I have no memory. I walk in front, I've been pulled off road, no traffic going around me. The police have stopped me walking on the main road because it was busy, you know.
Yeah.
I've ended up, you know, miles away from where the seizure happened, you know, and I don't know how I got there. Somebody says my critical thinking, it's really, because I've written over about 3,000 to 4,000 poems. I never took money. I just didn't want nothing to do with the noise, you know.
Yeah. So.
I couldn't handle it.
That's okay. So if you need a break at any point, okay, just let me know. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll go through the funding and fees, and then we'll gather then information on whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under that government scheme, the participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So INS Law, so we do not operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just be able to confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the redress scheme at all?
No, never.
No problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. and if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee.
Yeah.
However, so there's the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So you never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's no win, no fees, there's no prior fees. So it's the time-based charge success fee, and then I think it works out about 19.2% with the VAT in there. So do you have any questions for me so far?
No. See, I'm modern numbers anyway, so I understand the percentage, you know.
Yeah.
And it seems fine to me because I know my brother had something to do with this kind of thing. He was abused by monks and St. Ninians.
Yeah.
When he was little, but he stays in England, so it was something to do with Edinburgh, but not much. They never really spoke about it, you know.
Yeah.
And my other younger brother, Billy, he's been in a pub, so, you know, but he stays in England, and all. I don't think he's happily married, you know.
If they live in England, they can still apply for this if the abuse happened in Scotland. So they can still go for it if they wanted to. Sorry.
Yeah, well, he was screaming in front of me when we got took into that. But see, I don't even remember the place. It was all night and dark and then a van down, you know. And
yeah.
I just seen a big door and a light when it opened and he just started screaming and then nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know if for that.
Yeah. So in regards to the application as well, so it's important to make clear, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we cover your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme if you're unhappy with the outcome, okay?
Yeah.
So if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything, and it is important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters if you were to accept the award.
I would trust you.
So you're not expected to accept the offer without fully understanding the consequences, but we'll cover all of that information with you and we'll make sure everything
is in place. I know just for you asking me this, you know, so I expect you would inform me everything, you know.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date and keep in contact as much as possible, okay?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Yeah, it's great.
So if you decide to proceed with us as well, so you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately. So while your cancellation rights still remain, so would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, I would actually, because for a long, long time I've been asking for what happened and whatever. And you don't want to go there, as all I've heard, you know.
Yeah, no, so we can do all that for you, and we'll be able to get the timeline and we'll find out as much as we possibly can, okay?
Yeah, see, it happened in one house that I was in, I think maybe wherever, somewhere on the south side or Coven or something like that. And next night I was in quarantine in my third birthday, you know? So
yeah.
I would like to kind of know what happened to us, you know?
Yeah.
Because my brother, he was in a probe till St. Ninian's when he was 8. He never gets school. Something was wrong with him as well, you know.
It's just all very just unknown and just what happened.
And just
so we're able to formally act for you as well, so we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need photographic ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. Just to comply with anti-money laundering regulations.
I got a passport for you or something?
Yeah, so a passport and then a letter that has your full name, current address, and then a date stamp on it.
Yeah, I've got those.
Perfect. So we've got a WhatsApp as well. So if it's easier for you, you can just take photos and send them over to there rather than emailing them. Yeah, some people find that a lot
well,
easier.
yeah, I've got
Yeah.
WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So I'll send you the email regarding what we can accept, but basically just a passport and a letter. And then the WhatsApp number then should be on the bottom of the email, so then you can just send them over on there then.
Well,
So
see my photo.
yeah.
It's not a current one. It was when I was 53, and this publisher, because of the pond of it, they published two books, and my photo's on the two of those books.
Yeah.
They're back page, and it's on YouTube. It was a promotion video that says publicizing. I never took part in that. It was somewhere in America, if you haven't
Yeah.
taken part in stuff. But my photo is on there because when I go onto YouTube myself, my photo's there, Robert Alexander Combe Ferguson on it,
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's got your database name and then a photo, that's completely fine. And then as long as it's in date as well. But if not, we can take three letters instead.
Yeah, I'll look for the letters, that
Yeah.
means it.
Yeah, perfect. So just make sure now we have all the information covered. So regards to your address prior to care, so you said your dad's family was Govan, and then where was your mum's?
South side.
South side.
I know my mum went in Carlow. It was no, Long Street, not Long Street. She stayed in. That's where it was. A lady of St Francis School she went to.
So what was
And it
the
was
street, sorry?
Florence,
Flora.
maybe Florence or Florence.
Florence Street in
Florence.
Southside.
The nurse,
Yeah. And
Florence
so the only reason
Nightingale.
we ask so is because when we come to accessing your records and things like that, when you're under 18, a lot of them will be under your parents' names, and then when we contact local councils, it'll be most like where you were born or where you were living whilst you were placed into care. So is it likely to be Govan or Southside?
Maybe between both. I
Yeah.
know that when it happened, my dad had left, and I don't know if my mum done that because of that. It was just after it, And my mum's family, the Kildays, they took to do with a lot of it, I think somebody tried to adopt my youngest brother, Joseph, and they wouldn't have it. They kept my young brother. Well, my mum was in some sort of mental hospital, so mentally upset people. She was in one end, but and then she was out and whatever. But I was six or something, seven when she met my stepdad.
So in regards to the care setting, so where was the first place that you went?
No, I know I was born in 500 McNeil Street, and I know the family moved between the. See, my dad stayed in Govan, so maybe he wanted to move closer somewhere. But should try and find that out for my mum, quiz her without
Yeah. So
saying, was it?
there's
I could say to my mum, were we still in McNeil Street when
So
we
is
came to
that
that place?
McNeil Street, is that Gold Balls?
Ah, the Gorbals, aye.
Yeah. So is that the last address that you recall? Well, that's
I
where you were
know that's
born.
I know I was born there,
Yeah.
500 McNeil Street. But I'm not sure if that is where it happened. I think that may have been closer to my gran. I could ask say to my mum, inadvertently I could kinda say when we get took away, were we still in McNeil Street? And go, oh no, we were in living here or there. I
Yeah.
could maybe get it that way without letting anything, without saying anything.
Yeah. No, that's just okay. If you don't want to get it involved or anything like that, you don't need to. Don't stress too much about that. It's just if you feel comfortable.
No, but it would be easier because I've been talking to my mum lately. I hadn't been talking to her for a wee while, It's an on-off thing. Just, I don't know what it was. It's
Yeah, that's okay. As long as we can get like the general, so like the local council and things like that, that should be okay. And
Aye,
so
right.
we know that one then is Glasgow. So,
Yeah, well, I've paid here for 1999 December. My son's
yeah.
birthday, the 18th. But apart from that, all Glasgow. It's all Glasgow.
Yeah. So in regards to the care setting, so where was the first one that you were placed into?
I don't know that at all. They say it was just before my third birthday. They were
So when
put
you
on
were
a bus into the town,
through.
with my auntie. And then these adults were at a van, like put in the van, no windows, and then it was dark, and there was this big place, it had a big brown door, a heavy brown door.
Yeah.
You
So
know,
would that
to
have been
me, it was
Glasgow,
kind of
or do you have no
eerie
idea?
on the West Coast somewhere, say.
West Coast.
Yeah, it should be out in the place, you know. As soon as the door opened, my young brother started screaming, and that's all I remember. I must have shut down or something, I don't know. But I have no memory of that place at all. I can't even remember coming home or anything, you know. I tried to get that to my mum, that I never came home.
Yeah.
You know, the way you're supposed to, you remember the journey, and that. I just was there. In fact, it was my fifth birthday. She was to have a wee red botany, and it bounced and it kind of woke me up, but you know what I mean? And then
Yeah.
everything was normal. But we get put in, they were Protestants, you know, and my
So
mum went to Catholic.
with the
And they
first
get.
one, was it a children's home or was it a foster care? Or do you not have no
I
clue?
don't know, I couldn't tell. We just. My mum got took away, and then they took all us, and they were wanting to adopt my baby brother out.
Okay,
But
I'll put it in as foster care, just as we don't know.
it was given Church of Scotland because I was christened, and I did go to a Church of Scotland Protestant school. But then after that, they get put in, I got baptized at 7 after she met my dad, and yeah, I was getting called Prodigy Dog every day, you know, and fighting because
Yeah.
it was the same to me, my brothers said. My older brother John, he was kind of quiet, and Bully Boy, a year younger, you know, and it's like the show's ganging up on you, and Prodigy
Yeah.
Dog's eat the frogs too for top and you every day. But I couldn't say nothing to my mum, you
No.
know.
So after that first one, so where were you then placed after that? So you were about 3 years old when you went into that one. So you said you were just put on a bus and you don't really
No, it was
remember much.
that. It was
And
dark when we
then,
got there, and I remember nothing. I have no memory of it at all. I have no memory of coming home. I just know that we were in Carentyne after that. It was a new big house in
where was
Carentyne.
that? Sorry.
It was 65 or something, 1965, 64,
65. And
65, I think it was.
do you see that? So where were you placed, sorry?
Placed.
Would you just spell that for me, sorry?
Now, did you say to me where were you placed?
Yeah, so after that first care setting, so where did you go after that one?
Oh, but when they put me in there, I have no memory. And I have no memory of coming home. I only remember we were in Carentyne, the new house in Carentyne, and my mum was home, and we were all together again. And
Yeah.
my aunties kept coming up, you know, my mum's family. I mean, you know, just to make sure everything was okay and stuff, and watching us to let my mum go out, you know, my mum's younger sisters. And she met my stepdad. And I got took out my school that I was at, and Billy had just started getting put into Catholic school. And
Okay.
the abuse every day to them, you know, and just.
Is it abuse
And
in
they,
at home or in the school?
at school,
And what school was that? The
St. Mark's in Shelton.
Saint, how do I spell that one? Sorry.
St. Mark's,
Saint Mark.
N Mark, NRKS. I'm sorry, it's just to be a talk. They took my teeth out after they removed the tumour in the lymph node because all
That's
the
okay.
nerves were severed.
It's brought me, I'm slightly dyslexic, so it's just when it comes to spelling, that's all. So with the St. Mark, so was that residential or did you, were
No,
you at home and that was just,
that was a Catholic school. We
so
took
you, it
out
was just
Protestant
school.
school and put in a Catholic school prior to getting baptized, you know, it was just kind of used to get the, or to
Yeah.
please my stepdad, I don't know what it was, but I
Yeah.
wasn't happy. I liked my school, you know, that was that. And then getting caught for a dog every day, I don't know. I liked the school I was in. The
Yeah.
Protestant, the teachers there, nobody's shouting at you, you had friends.
Yeah.
And then
So
you put
in
into a
reg
Catholic school and get caught every day, you know.
Yeah, so in regards to the school, so if you were living at home and you'd say you didn't live there, unless it was like a school placement under social services, I don't think it would qualify for the redress scheme. So
Oh
it's
no,
mainly for
I wasn't at school well we were took away. It was only after I got home. Yeah, I remember I was in there for just before it was three. I've no memory of third or fourth birthday. But I had my fifth and it was in quarantine, the new house my mum had got and we all got out and it was in quarantine and I started the school, the Protestant school. It was off Duke Street, I can't remember the name of it. But I was in a year, and I remember my young brother Billy, he started the following year. And then we were just taken out after my mum met my stepdad. We were just taken out and put in a Catholic school. We stayed in quarantine, but we had to go to Shelton for the
Okay.
Catholic school.
Was there, are there any other care settings that you were in then? So there's the young offenders.
But I've been in prison, but
So when you were in the young offenders, did you experience any abuse?
no.
Okay. So with the redress scheme, so it's about anyone, so if you experienced abuse while in a care setting. So whilst, say you were in foster care, children's home, young offenders, if you were disregarded by social services, if you weren't looked after by them, if you were put back into unsafe situations, anything like that?
No, I just always felt unsafe. I don't. I had a inferiority complex, if you say. I refused to go to an academy and a university or anything like that. And the teachers tried to get my mum in to convince her, so she would beat me into submission, I think. But I looked at my mum in the eyes and said, "Do you know what I mean?" When she says, "We've never seen that type of intelligence before." Intelligence meant nothing to me. I just wanted people, friends I knew, you know. I think that was all hanging back to being sore away, you know. And, you know, one minute you've got a dad and a mum and then nothing and then you're put into a school and you're called all sorts of names every day. And then you get friends and you don't want to kind of lose that, you know, no matter what. But it does all that. In effect, you know, everybody says I should be like the most, well, the richest man in the world because of everything I know. There's things I don't really know, but I don't know what happened when I get put there. I've no memory at all of it, none.
So
The rest is just survival. You act like the rest to survive. You don't want to act like a I know it all and be different, you know.
yeah, so it's
You
quite
think that
tricky
was.
with this one. So if you don't recall anything that happened to you whilst you were in care as you were so young, it might be difficult to obviously to prove if anything bad happened to you whilst you were there. So in regards to the scheme, is it that you wanted to put a statement in about the fact that you were taken away from your parents or what?
Well, my dad just walked, never seen or heard them again. My mum, she tried to kill herself, you know, and was put in the air, I don't know. And we were just all whisked away. Me and my young brother, William, we got put somewhere different for Peter and John, my two oldest brothers.
Yeah.
And someone tried to adopt my youngest brother, Joseph. That I understand that my grand family said no, you get them, I don't know. But I think that's what happened.
So you were taken off your mother and then you were split up from all your siblings.
I could try and find out the name of that place. Yeah, I don't know because I've never asked about it.
Yeah.
Nobody's mentioned it. I don't know.
Yeah. So I won't be able to put in any statements regarding anything you experienced whilst you were at school as you were in the care of your parents. So it would just be the first care setting you were in, if you can recall being mistreated or abused in any way, or if anything happened to you whilst you're at the Young Offenders.
I don't know. I just heard my brother screamed and then nothing. I can't tell. Nobody. I used to ask people at social workers, and they used to say to me, oh, you don't want to go there. You know, and I would say, well, why do you think I'm asking? Of course I want to go. I want to know what happened to me, where I went, if anything was done to me, because my brother was abused, you know, person with prisons, you know.
So since you've been there and stuff, you've been trying to ask information and they won't tell you anything and they're just, it's all just kept.
Well, that was years and years ago. I actually spoke to my brother about it. And I said, that was terrible. I understand that. And I get what happened to you in these places because it had been spoke about in news and stuff. And no, he'd been in it. I kind of surmised that maybe it happened to him. And at first he would just say, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then he opened up, and then before I knew it, when he was staying in London, it was some lady, something or other, was helping him out, and, you know.
Okay, so you were taken to this place when you were about 3 years old, and when you got there, it was dark. They kept it secret where you were. You said that your brother was abused whilst you were there.
No, my older brother, they were put to somewhere different. This was after he got out. I don't know what happened to him. He just got into trouble and was sent to an approved show.
Is this the brother that was with you?
No.
Okay. So is the brother that was with you, did he experience anything?
I don't know. He's never spoke about it.
Okay. Okay, so I need to speak with my line manager just to go through to see if you're eligible or not, just as it's quite tricky.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that all my life, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there and stuff. I don't suppose that's the same thing.
Okay, so with the Young Offenders, so why were you taken to the Young Offenders?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I've been drunk, probably. There was a period where I was just drunk, and, you know. I don't know why. I've not drunk for years, you know. I never liked it, but.
So you don't know why you were taken there?
I suppose we're getting into trouble after maybe getting drunk. It helps you,
So when you were at the Young Offenders, did they mistreat you in any way? Did they say punish you or hurt you or anything like verbal?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I'll have to speak to my manager about this just to see if you're eligible for the scheme, okay? But I'll do my best. We'll try and work out what we can do for you. But yeah, without the statement of anything regarding abuse, I'm not too sure if you'd be able to apply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me speak to my manager. Is it okay if I give you a call back this afternoon?
Yeah, perfect.
So I'll have a look into it for you. And if you can recall anything, just make a note of anything like that. And I'll give you a call back this afternoon. And then we'll go through then what we can do for you or what your best options are, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for your time today, and I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Have a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.